From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama appealed for patience today in evaluating results of the new health care law. Mr. Obama signed the measure barely a week ago. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama joked with an audience in Portland, Maine, about the instant political analysis that's greeted the health care law. He said he's not surprised by polls showing the country is still deeply divided over the measure. It was only signed 9 days ago.
Can you imagine if some of these reporters were working on a farm and you planted some seeds and they came out next day and they looked and nothing's happened?
Mr. Obama had come to Maine to tout the benefits of the health care law, especially for small businesses that will get tax credits to help pay for their workers' health insurance. He said before deciding whether people like the overhaul, pundits should wait until it takes effect, starting in 6 months. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The president is making an unannounced stop in Massachusetts to meet with emergency management officials there dealing with some of the worst flooding in decades to hit New England. The area is slowly returning to normal. A closed portion of I-95 was reopened today. Future automobiles will burn much less gas and produce less pollution. That's under new rules the Obama administration finalized today. NPR's Richard Harris has that story.
The new standard will push automakers to increase fuel efficiency from about 25 miles per gallon today to over 35 miles per gallon by the year 2016. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson said in a telephone news conference that the move is good for the environment and good for people's pocketbooks.
Cleaner car standards will mean 950 million tons of carbon pollution cut from our skies. They will mean as much as $3,000 in savings for drivers of 2016 model clean cars.
Those fuel savings will more than make up for the added cost of these more efficient automobiles, the Obama administration says. Automakers like the idea of this single nationwide mileage standard, and environmental groups welcome the rules as well. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Self-confessed killer of a Kansas doctor who performed abortions interrupted his own sentencing today, shouting out he carried out the slaying of Dr. George Tiller, quote, to protect unborn babies. The interruption by Scott Roeder came as prosecutor was questioning a Topeka psychologist about Roeder's motivations in the case. Later addressing the court, Roeder defended his decision to kill Tiller.
It was the most agonizing and most stressful decision I've ever had to make, and it took years to come to this conclusion, especially with the knowledge I may never see my son, my daughter, or my family again.
Roeder confessed to shooting Tiller last May in the foyer of a Wichita doctor's church faces a mandatory life prison sentence. On Wall Street today, a holiday-shortened trading week. Some closely watched weekly numbers helped boost the market. The Dow was up 70 points to close at 10,927. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. This is NPR. The Obama administration is announcing the implementation of tighter water quality standards for surface coal mining permits, something that could limit the controversial procedure known as mountaintop removal mining. The agency also released two reports that outline damage to watersheds caused by the mining practice. While mining companies have said the process is extremely efficient, environmental groups have decried the practice as too damaging. In New York, an appeals court has ruled that eBay may have violated laws against false advertising, but it agreed to toss out the jeweler Tiffany's claim that eBay had engaged in trademark infringement. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
In 2004, a lower court threw out Tiffany's suit against eBay. The jeweler said the web commerce company had engaged in trademark infringement, trademark dilution, and false advertising. After the lower court ruling, Tiffany appealed. Now the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has revived a part of the suit. It has said the trademark infringement and dilution claim should be tossed out, but it ordered the lower court to reconsider its rulings on the claims of false advertising. Tiffany has long said that sellers on eBay were offering Tiffany knockoffs, in other words, counterfeit items, as the real thing. eBay claims it has spent millions trying to track down counterfeiters. Tiffany says it's considering whether to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Doesn't hit store shelves till this weekend, but already expectations are high for Apple's next-generation computing device, the iPad. With a 9.7-inch screen, the iPad is designed to allow users to surf the web, play video games, and download and read digital books. The company says it hopes to sell 4 to 5 million iPads the first year, with prices starting at just under $500. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.